Previously on Dungeons & Dragons.
Am I dead right now? Because I kind of feel like I may should have had been.
Can nobody go in the creek?
I will not. All right, there's two things that we can do. We can go across the river and go to what could possibly be the mirror side of things. Or we can do what Agar said before, and it's like maybe this is like the Fae realm and we got to walk away from that mountain.
There has been like one new development.
Yeah, there's been a thing.
What thing?
Well, Agar maybe found some tracks.
Plan, and you guys are down here just doing a
plan. Collaborating.
Okay, well, I'm just going to pop down in the hole. You just wait here, okay?
Well, did you give us your name? It just, yeah. For politeness.
Yeah, of course. Sorry. Madam R.
Madam R.
No, not Madam R. Oh. Madam R.
Madam R.
It sure sounded like he said Madam R.
You feel your head hit the dirt below you, all of you, and then you wake up back in the clearing.
Well, you guys left.
Well, the nighttime came and then we were here.
Just brought us back here.
So you want to go to the mountain?
There's like these crackling noises that are moving along the stones, and Madam R is getting increasingly nervous the further you're walking in.
There's only one way to know for sure. And Sully runs and jumps into the black goo.
And I just walk into it some more. Fuck it.
Can't just let my bud be in there, so...
I'll, like, link arms with Flamikins and we'll skip into the goop.
This massive brain that begins emanating this, like, purple-black light. And these tentacles begin to lift up and out of this goo. And from high up, you feel the presence of different creatures or figures looming over top of you. Welcome to Dungeons & Dragons. I'm your Dungeon Master, Russ Moore. He, him. Also with me today is Carla Maxted.
She, her, playing Glim. Also she, her.
And Tom Laird.
He, him. And I'm playing Mood, who also goes by he, him.
And Amy Moore.
Yeah, she, her. And I will be playing Sullivan Slight, he, him.
And Kristen Flemons.
Hello. I am once again playing Agath. We're both she, her.
Excellent. We're all here. We've all checked in. Kept it simple. Something else is going to happen.
No
right
shenanigans.
Now.
It's no moist shenanigans. In the dark room we're in.
No, we're not there yet. We haven't said play it.
Russ counted weird and it threw me off, so I only could say my name. That's why there was no shenanigans. Because he said 1, 2, 4, and I was like, oh no.
That's not
better
how counting
keep it
works.
Simple.
Yeah,
that's all it takes, man.
It was really interesting to see everybody's eyes just do one of these little side, like. Did he mean to do that?
My brain went, that's something he learned at that improv class that he was going to.
Oh, yeah, the improv class. That's, yeah, well, those kids taught him that thing there.
That's right.
Hey, you can join us at Patreon, where we do improv shows.
We do. Yeah, we do live shows.
We do. And they're a lot of fun, and we would love to have you there. Patreon.com/dumbdragoncast. And when you are a patron, you get an episode dedicated to you. Like today's patron, Wyatt Bartlett.
Thanks, Wyatt.
Thank you, Wyatt.
Thanks, Wyatt.
You're the best.
And now, after you've joined us there, patreon.com/dumbdragoncast. Fuck it, let's play. As previously mentioned, it's a dark, humid place. It was quite warm. In the middle, there's this huge bubbling vat of this viscous, blackish, almost with this like purple iridescent light coming up and off of it. You have the sense that you're being watched by creatures high above in this place. But what your eye is drawn to immediately as you enter is this massive brain in the center of this lake before you. Giant tentacles are moving their way up and out of it towards you. Everybody make a constitution saving throw, please.
Do you ever just feel like you're automatically going to be the dumbest one in the room? 15.
Oh, wow. I did 17. Not realize.
I lied. Intelligence.
So big.
Okay.
Oh, no. Come on, Russ.
That's the same for me.
Yeah, so, me too. 15. 17.
I went from a 26 to a 17.
I went from a 14 to a 9.
Wow. Okay. So nobody above a 17, I think, is what I heard there. Yes?
correct?
Yeah, I got 17.
Okay.
Great.
Is it?
Yeah, it's really cool.
For who?
For that giant brain.
As you step through and you're your eyes are trying to adjust and you're seeing this before you, this wave of energy blasts out towards all of you, and you're all going to take 32 psychic damage. Jesus. And be stunned for 1 minute.
Oh, okay.
Welcome to tonight's game.
I feel like it just ended.
Well, yeah. So for those playing the home game, a stunned creature is incapacitated, can't move, and can speak only falteringly. The creature automatically fails strength and dexterity saving throws. Attack rolls against the creature have advantage.
So, like, I feel like that's just how Sully talks anyway, so it's seems like fine.
The save can be attempted again at the end of each of your turns. Let's roll for initiative and stick to an order for this one, because nobody's saying anything to throw to somebody else for this one.
12.
18.
14.
10.
And we'll roll Flamekins and Matamar in there, too.
How did they do against this giant brain?
Oh, right. Their saves. That's Matamar failed miserably.
Cool.
Perfect. 7. Flamekins got a 13 on the die. Saving throw. Nope. 15. So also failed. That's a 17 for Flamekins. And a 1 for Matamar. You all fall to the ground as you can see that this brain is beginning to move towards you. And up high up above in this cavern, you see floating down towards you are several... Everybody make a nature or arcana roll.
I hate all my dice right now.
Wow, real bad.
All of them feel bad.
16.
Oh, that's a 2.
4. Fuck that dice.
19.
Moot and Glim, you recognize these creatures as perhaps something you've read about in your books, because you're both well-read individuals.
So many books.
As mind flayers.
Uh-oh.
Kind of figured that's where the road we were going down was going to end up.
It looks like a mind flayer and walks it.
And it has a giant brain as a companion.
This is a bad heaven place. This is bad.
Mm-hmm.
This is not the Celestia Glim envisioned.
Right? Like, what the fuck is this little pocket hell dimension doing here in this supposedly wonderful place?
Yeah. 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 So the mind flayers are going to come down.
Neat. How many?
There are 3 of them. And you also hear soft... Not soft. What's the word for them?
I don't know, but what are they doing? Because I want to envision them doing it softly.
Me too.
They're walking or crawling along the walls of this cavern. They are these giant toad-like spine, lizard-like, probably more likely, spined creatures. And they are like, their claws are piercing into the stone as they are surrounding you and your group.
So they're, but they're not like soft killing about it. They're us all with like, their song.
Like, hey, no. It's going to be okay, you guys.
You guys cool? Yeah, we're cool.
One of the mind flayers, the closest one, is going to move down towards...
How long is a minute?
So, right?
Do we just have how much like how long. Much damage are we taking?
10 rounds is,
holy
is a minute.
Shit.
So
should I have rolled for Rax?
Yeah, roll for Rax. Yeah. That could be a late game, like Rax stumbles through.
Oh, Rax,
through.
Save us.
You were like, 1, 2, 3. And he was like at the back being like, he's on the outside ear up to the weird barrier.
So that's a natural 20.
Ooh, oh, yeah. Rax. He's going to fucking save the day.
Okay. So how I think this is going to work is you all mind blasted. Rax kind of comes through at the like the tail end of that and saves, and then all of these things begin to come down. So let's give Rax a turn before anything else happens. What is Rax going to do?
Are any of the soft, horrible creatures like sort of in the same area in that he might be able to hit them in a 15-foot cone together?
The soft ones are up on the walls, so most one, maybe two.
Maybe one Mind Flayer and one weird thing together? Is that a...
Probably not the Mind Flayer.
Okay.
They're up. They're levitating in the air. It's quite high up.
All right. Well, he'll try and catch two in a poison breath cone.
Okay.
Might as well get that out there right out of the gate. So they have to make a constitution saving throw.
18 for one and a natural 20 for the
other. Oh, for Jesus. It's a DC 11, okay?
No need to overdo it.
I wanted 10, Rax to save the day.
11, 12, 13.
I don't know. Did you?
14, 15, 16, 17. So 17 points of poison damage halved, I guess, since they saved. Day saved.
They shriek out as they're batting away at the gas around them, their back claws digging further into the stone to prevent them from falling. The Mind Flayers are going to be up, and Rax, I'm going to need to make another intelligence saving throw from one of these Mind Flayers.
He's so smart.
Smart.
That's a 17 on the dice. I don't remember what his intelligence score is.
Clearly a plus five.
I think.
He's so smart.
Yeah.
He saved. So he's still going to take 11 psychic damage,
buddy.
But will not be stunned. As the tentacles are beginning to move their way out of this pool and these Mind Flayers are moving down closer, these lizard creatures are now encircling closer to Rax. Glim, it is your turn. So at the end of your turn, you can try to save again. Intelligence. Unless...
Okay.
You can do something without moving, speaking.
How low are the Mind Flayers now?
Probably 30 feet above.
Yes, they are.
He's like, I mean 50.
55.
30 times two.
Then I'm going to try and blast them. Blast one. However many are in my radius with my fire breath.
Okay.
I don't need to really move to do that, I don't think. Just open my mouth. Is that acceptable?
How did you fall?
On her back, obviously.
Straight on my back.
I mean, I'll give you on your back, head straight up in the air.
Yeah.
Sure.
Just like I did a trust fall, but there was no one
Perfect,
there.
Perfect, yeah. Okay.
Love it.
You were expecting one of us to be behind you, but we let you down again. So sorry.
Great. It or they need to make a dex save.
That's a 19 for one of them and an 11 for the other.
So one gets full damage and one gets half damage of 16 is full. So the one that rolled the 19 will take 8, and that's fire damage. And if I can't move, then I probably can't do anything else. I have two attacks, but I don't have instant refresh fire breath. So I could just spit. That's pretty rude.
You know what would happen is it would spit and it would fall back down on your own face.
Right.
Yeah.
But also, you're right. Glim would never. Oh, that's a 9. Rolled a 3.
Okay, you're still incapacitated. Okay, here we go. There's this flash of light, a flash of energy that waves out from the pool. And one of these creatures crawling along the wall is struck by it, and it gets this like burst of speed as it's going to move to it, and two of its friends are going to move to attack Rax with their claws. One got a natural 20. One got a 7.
No.
And one got a 11.
No.
Okay, so the natural 20 will hit 17 slashing damage.
Rude. Because you said soft, I know you corrected yourself, but it was in my brain already.
Yeah.
So what I am picturing these creatures is like giant beanie babies, but with big mean claws.
With big mean claws. Yeah, that's exactly it. Yep.
So cute, but also not cute. Very bad.
But probably really collectible. Very expensive.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Flamekin's turn.
Verbal somatic.
Somatic. Looking for anything. Nope, nothing. She's got nothing, so she's gonna try and save, and she does not.
Oh no.
Sully.
Can I move my arms?
No.
Guys, Sully has so much in his features and traits that I, have not ever been able to use or remember it's there.
Yeah.
That is just not helpful right now as I'm trying to look through it. Like, maybe had I had read through it before and done uncanny dodge. I don't think he can do anything. He's got a move for absolutely everything he does. So I guess I'm just going to roll for my
intelligence.
Saving throw. Yeah. That is a 21. Sparkly dice is back in the game, folks.
As you're struggling to find something to do, you manage to, you suddenly feel feeling coming back, sense feeling coming back in your extremities, and you are no longer incapacitated, but you cannot do anything until your next turn.
I can feel my feelings, you guys. That's not the voice of Sullivan Slight. Who's this guy?
I thought he was just still coming to,
His tongue is
too big for my mouth.
Yeah.
The second mind flare is going to be moving down towards who has the highest intelligence amongst the group.
I have 13.
17.
Negative 1. Sorry, 8. Which wow, I mean, yeah.
Also 8.
Okay, so Glim, highest intelligence, unless Flamikins has higher. I don't.
Which would shock everyone.
Let's see if we can shock everyone. 11. Nope, not going to shock anybody today. Going to move down towards Glim, who cannot move and will attempt a tentacle attack. Which is going to be
a barking tentacle attack.
Doesn't like that.
No, it's terrible. 22 to attack as it is hovering above your face and you see these tentacles grappling out towards you. You're going to take 15 psychic damage and you are grappled towards your face as it's suctioning into your I don't want to say face again, but it's your face. So you can escape with a DC 15 strength save, escape the grapple, but you can't move.
I double can't move.
You can't move, so you can't do that.
Yeah.
And make a DC 15 intelligent. Now you're already stunned, so it doesn't matter.
Go back to where it says what the stunned is.
Incapacity. Can't move. Can speak only falteringly.
Automatically fails strength and dexterity savings. Oh.
So, yeah, you can't break out until you can get rid of the stun.
Oh,
yeah.
And all the attacks on us have advantage?
Yeah. Well, because you can't move.
This is baloney.
And it doesn't wear off if they do any, damage to us or anything?
It does not.
This is grade A baloney.
This is grade A baloney.
Yeah. Is Glim discovering in this moment she has a tentacle kink? I don't know.
Well, she can't verbalize it.
She can't confirm nor deny.
Wrapping around her face right now. Moot! What you got, baby?
That's a good question. Good question, Russ. what I do have is a little feature called Subtle Spell in my metamagic.
Okay.
Which enables me to spend a sorcery point, and I can cast a spell without any somatic or verbal components.
Ooh. Booyah! Look who's reading a sheet.
Finally, someone has something good!
Could you look at that?
About damn time, to be perfectly honest with you.
Fuck yeah.
I wish I could cast one of my spells, but I need material for it, and I don't think it's within the realm of possibility that I landed with it in my hands.
What's the material?
Just tell me yes or no, Russ.
What's the material, Tom?
I mean, a little bit of sulfur.
That's all.
You have a false tooth with sulfur in it that you bite down on.
And a little ball of, like,
band. That's all.
Okay.
Okay, no.
And another tooth. All just your those, teeth are
just
fake.
Just those two things? That's all?
It's getting a little unreasonable, Tom. You know what? It's getting a little unreasonable.
Could have justified sulfur, like, along the floors of the walls, but now you're adding a secondary material component.
It is a
component.
Cave. Are there bats in here?
I mean, bats live in caves.
That's true. Okay. Odds there's bat guano.
That's what you need?
Yeah. I don't... Yeah, evens. So
there's no bat guano.
You can get sulfur, but no bat.
All okay, the Beanie all right. Baby things have eaten the bats.
Eaten the bats, eaten the bat. Yeah.
Fair. I will go to plan B. I'm still doing the meta magic,
of course.
And I will cast Eldritch Blast.
Okay.
At the thing that's getting up in Glim's grill.
Okay.
That's nice.
All right, so I have four beams.
All going towards the same one?
Yep, all four will be focused on this. All right, first of the four is a 23.
Yes.
This one's a 27.
Ooh.
Yep.
A 28.
How does Tom roll so good?
And an 18. Thanks, Amy. Well, I have a plus 10 to the
spell. Oh, okay.
I mean,
well,
those are still good rolls, though.
Everything beat armor class, so you've got four hits going at this one mind flare.
Oh, fuck up this mind flare.
Decimated.
I don't know how tough these things are, so I'm just throwing everything I have at it.
Please do.
Your friend Glim appreciates it.
Well, sometimes Glim needs a little bit of help.
Or you're interrupting something really special. It could go either way.
That's
not
also
sure.
True.
Either way.
You don't know.
Okay. So we've got a zero on the die, so that's 10 on the first one, 17, 21, and 27. So 27 force damage.
So with that 27 force damage from your prone, incapacitated position, these four bolts of Eldritch Blast go out.
Where do they come from?
Great question. I'll say... my crotch? No,
yeah, no, there's only one right answer, and you nailed it. Yeah.
We all knew it was crotch.
Yeah, we
perfect.
Did.
Yep.
Sorinks. Through the air, they strike into this mind flayer who releases its tentacled grip and is blasted back into the air as it is levitating. How many feet does it get blasted back? It gets blasted back 15 feet.
Thanks, mate! Can't talk.
Oh, do I get to save to see if I can beat this thing? That's a 9. So no, I do not.
No, you do not. The third mind flayer is going to move towards you, Moot.
Oh, good.
Your destructive crotch.
And with advantage, good thing, because I got a crit fail, so that's going to be a 26 to hit your face.
Just barely.
I knew it. You've got high face rolls.
He wears a helmet all the time. Something we haven't really talked about.
The doctor said it was for my own good.
Going to be 20 psychic damage.
Oof. All right.
And seeing as you are already stunned... you are now grappled.
I thought you were going to say I was super stunned.
You are super stunned. Okay, ooh. So you are stunned with a tentacular mind flayer on your face. Could you roll me a wild magic surge, please?
Ooh. Oh, I sure can.
I think we're at a, if I remember correctly, we're at like an 8.
Well, that's a 4, so either way, we are under that bar.
Okay, here we go. Wild Magic Surge. Roll me a percentile dice.
Oh my god.
Ooh.
I'm so...
I hope the angry unicorn comes back.
I do, and I hope we can maybe get it on our side. Oh, if only right? Because, like, it wants to beat the shit out of us itself, that it'll help
us
beat
these.
Yeah,
it's the one that
things?
Wants to finish us off, not these fucking assholes.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. That is a 006. So 6, Russ.
You feel these tentacles wrap around your face, and there's like this alien, like teeth mouth beginning to take a chomp out of your face. And for everybody, they hear like this like suction, this, and Moot's gone. And the mind flayer like buries into the ground and like levitates back up and is looking around like there's these like sounds towards the other ones. And we will find out where Moot is
on his next turn.
Fantastic.
A goth.
There is absolutely nothing I can do until I beat this stun. So I guess I will just fast forward to that part.
Okay. Intelligence saving throw, please.
Motherfucker. I'm going to use one of my features. Which one is it? It's one about saving throws that I should use the first time. Indomitable. Indomitable. Reroll a saving throw that you fail.
Okay.
Come on. Come on, join me. I can't save the day. Well, it's just not possible.
The good news is it's better. The bad news is it's a 12 minus 1.
Ooh, this is a real rough DC to beat for you now, is it?
Yeah. So that I'm gonna go on a limb and say that's a no.
That's a no. Uh-huh. Yeah, that's a no. For just to keep it above board, 18 is the number everybody
Holy
has
shit.
To beat.
Wow. Yes.
Well, I mean, I had 17 the first time and did not get it, yeah. So I kind of figured it was in that range.
I'll see you in a minute. Does Rax get to like hit something with his hooves in the meantime?
Yeah, Matamar's gonna go first to see if he saves because he does not have anything on him and is not a magical caster. He does not save. He's just just incoherently sobbing. Rax's turn.
Okay, I guess I will roll to see if I recharge the poison breath. That is a no. So can I...
There are three of the soft clawed creatures on him.
Yeah, all right. Hooves it is.
Okay. I'm
gonna hit one of them. Oh, that's a natural 20 again, so a 26. Ooh. See, okay. Rax can fucking roll.
Yeah, you can.
I can. That'll be, instead of 2d8, 4d8... 21 plus 4.
25.
Bludgeoning damage plus 2d6 poison damage. So 4d6 poison damage.
Whoa.
Dang.
Yes.
12, 13 poison damage.
Yeah.
Okay, so 26, so 39 total damage. Rax
Jesus,
begins.
That's so much.
That's a good amount.
That's a beefy horse you got going on there.
Horse is fucking saving the day. This is the horse, but like scarier, but like from Tangled.
Exactly. Yes. Horse begins bucking, hooves going wild at these creatures, and kicks one of them square in the chest, and like you hear the bones cave in, the muscle and like crush in around it as it's blasted back. This huge plume of poison gas following it. It hits into two others, which like crushes them with the force behind on the wall, and the three of them crumple to the ground.
Lifeless?
Lifeless.
Nice.
Took out three.
They were once so full of life. Snuffed out in their prime.
Sully's slowly feeling better, and you just hear from the side. Weak collapse.
Rex does like a dramatic mane toss. Yeah.
The brain is going to make a psychic.
What about Flamakins and Matamar there?
Matamar just failed as well.
Matamar can't
uncontrollably.
Flamakins also failed. Flamakins was after.
Oh, right. There was lots of looks glim. For spells that didn't require verbal.
Oh, that's right. Sorry. Yep.
Yep. Yeah.
It was so memorable.
Ouch.
Well, I was doing the same thing, Russ. I was like, fuck, everything on my list. And I was like, wait a minute.
I have a special something.
Glim, make a saving throw. Intelligence, please.
It's going well.
Nine.
Oh.
Nine. I have a good plus on intelligence, but I rolled a 3.
Ooh, get rid of that dice.
Oof.
Gotta start rotating through.
One of the tentacles from the pool has like made its way over to you, and it like begins wrapping itself around you and lifting you up, and you feel this psychic connection, and it's like turning you towards this brain in the middle of this giant pool as it's pulling you towards it, and it says in your mind, "You are a pawn of mine now." And he turns. I'm sorry.
How many times does this have to happen to Carla?
So many times. I'm always mind controlled.
It senses highest intelligence. Just does. Puts you down, and you feel compelled by this creature to begin attacking your friends on your turn. You cannot do anything until that point.
But I'm stunned, so I can't, right?
Oh, that's true. For a whole minute.
And she's been failing all those saves.
That's right.
That's true. Yeah. I suppose.
You are stunned.
How does that work?
We're using our rules. You can't like unhurt a person that you hurt, right?
It blasted her. So.
And hurt her.
And hurt her. Yeah.
Yeah. For a whole minute.
Okay. Whole minute. You got it. It's holding you up with this tentacle, though, not letting you fall
down.
And
I'm just staring at my friends meanly.
That's right. Begins moving your arms, like grasping your sword in one hand. Yeah. You're not really mind controlled. You're just a puppet.
That's right.
One of the mind flayers is going to... Sully, you've
I haven't had my turn yet.
No, don't worry. It's not your turn for a while. There's a lot of things happening
here.
Holy
shit.
That's why I have so many notes, you guys. Notes are so bad because it means there's 1,000 creatures coming to kill us.
It's just one note that just says TPK.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
That's all the note says.
Totally. Actually, nobody has gotten to talk in character because we immediately were stuck.
Yeah.
Look, Kristen said she had a sore throat.
It's true.
So I'm like, don't worry. It's fine.
Yep, don't worry.
And now we're all suffering because of it.
That's right.
It's very contagious.
Sully and Rax need to make an intelligence saving throw, please.
But why?
Because this mind flayer is mind blasting you with psychic energy in a 60-foot cone.
But why?
Because it's trying to catch everybody who's possibly...
16.
14.
The 16 will succeed, 14 will not. Sully, you're going to take 11 psychic damage. Rax is going to take 22 psychic damage and be stunned for 1 minute.
Okie dokie.
Does my uncanny dodge work for mental attacks? Can I uncannily dodge a mind attack? Correct. It just says when an attacker that you can see hits you with an attack, you can use your reaction to half the attack's damage against you.
No, because it is not an attack. It's an area effect.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So you have to succeed.
Seems like semantics, if you ask me.
Right, yeah. But whatever.
Look, I'm just reading the rules.
Well, there's your problem, right?
Don't blame the DM. Blame the game.
That's right. Okay. So you took some damage, but you're still not stunned.
Oh, good.
Rax, however, is stunned.
That's not good. Less good. I thought we were going to partner up.
Yeah. Glim, back to you.
Okay.
You are facing your friends now.
Yep. Being held up by tentacles.
Being compelled to attack. So see if your fire breath recharges, please.
Doesn't though, right? Does it, Carla?
No, it does not.
No, because you're rolling like shit tonight. See, it doesn't.
Yeah,
I know.
No,
it's
totally
true.
A one. Okay.
Then she wouldn't lie.
It was a two, actually.
Why are you rolling like me tonight, Carla?
I don't know. It's not good.
Unless you want. You can.
I can't do anything else. I looked, and everything else is verbal.
Then an intelligence saving throw, please.
Okay. Oh, that's better, maybe. Intelligence.
But for who, Carla? It's better for who?
Oh, you're right. I'm 21. This was actually a bad roll.
Begin to get feeling back as the tentacle releases you. You now have full mobility for your next turn and are still compelled by the brain.
Stop being compelled?
That's a good question. I don't think
I haven't looked that up. Unimportant,
Oh, you can get another saving throw.
Oh, so doesn't she get to take that, though, at the end of this turn?
Oh, wait a second. The target can use an action on its turn to attempt to break the psychic link, doing so with a successful DC 18 charisma saving throw.
Okay.
Do it.
So I proved my brain. Now let's see how cool that is.
It's a two, isn't it?
It's one.
You're the most uncool.
Ouch.
So not
Damn.
Cool.
I have such a good plus on charisma, too, but oh my god. Oh, that's amazing.
Perfect. Great.
Well, Glim's just as cool as Carla. Checks out.
Have you moved or anything?
I've not yet done anything.
Okay. I know, that's fine.
I would like to do something.
Flamekins is still saying verbal somatic, but she's not really saying that. It's because she can't do anything either. The
creatures, she'll never fuck room again.
Now that Rax is down, the creatures along the walls have kind of backed off and they're receding back up the walls, but still watching the scene below. Sully, it is your turn.
It is?
Yep.
Okay, cool.
Save the day. Save all of us. Yeah,
I'm going to do that. I am going to use a feature of Assassinate.
Oh.
I've read my character sheet. I have advantage on attack rolls against any creature that hasn't taken a turn in the combat yet.
Everything's taken a turn. Well, I mean, there's some creatures that have kind of hung out on the walls.
Okay, one moment, please.
All the mind flayers are levitating. Big Brain is in the middle of a giant, weird vat pool.
If I all of a sudden popped up, like, really fast, would I surprise it? Like, it
surprise what?
The big brain, or like anything.
What's your end goal here? What do you want to happen?
Here's my thing. Is it possible that while everyone else is being targeted this whole time, and after on my last turn, it was such a long time ago, that I maybe could have like barrel rolled like one roll like every once in a while to like just like slowly like move to where I would like be able to like pop up behind a mind flayer or like behind the brain or something.
Well, the brain's in the middle of a giant pool, so you're not really popping up.
Yeah, I suppose
popping up behind.
Yeah, just have
it.
Like eyes.
Mind flayers are up in the air at least 15 feet.
Okay. So no?
Just what about one of the Beanie Babies?
You could get one of the Beanie Babies. I said, they're up on the walls.
It could be like an Apocalypse Now kind of scene where Sully just like shows up out of the water, dagger in mouth. Like,
sure, if you want to do that.
I don't want to go in the purple water.
Yeah.
I
don't go in the water.
I don't want to.
Get in the pool.
I don't want to get in the pool.
Okay.
Okay, but I would like to surprise a Beanie Baby.
Okay. Surprise a Beanie Baby.
And I'd like to surprise it by shooting an arrow at it.
Oh, well, you can shoot arrows at anything.
But I want to surprise it because it previously thought I was incapacitated.
Okay.
Does that mean that I could also surprise a mind flayer?
Oh, I figured you were trying to sneak up behind, but if you're trying to shoot like with a ranged attack, like you can shoot anything, right?
Well, like, I know, but I also want... Okay,
yeah,
listen,
you can surprise a mind flayer by shooting it in wherever you want to shoot it.
Okay, because I want to do Death Strike.
I don't know what that is.
Okay, well,
ooh,
when I attack...
Sounds cool, though.
Yeah, but it has, like, a caveat. So when I attack and hit a creature, so that's the big... I have to hit it. That is surprised. It must make a con saving throw of 20, and on a failure, I get to double the damage of my attack against it. So I know I'm never going to roll a nat 20, but like, guys, this is a way I could get double damage.
Okay. Yeah, sure. So would you want to attack a mind flayer or the brain?
I want to attack a mind flayer because okay. They're being real dicks to my friends and putting their tentacles in their mouths.
So there's
and stuff.
One that Moot attacked.
I just assume it was in your mouth.
There's one that Moot attacked for some pretty decent damage, and then the other two were attacked by a Glim's fire breath.
I will do the one that looks the... I'll do like a... just anyone that's like, yeah, one that looks damaged.
Okay, then the one that moves
attacks. Just some tattered robes. And I'm going to hit it with my short bow.
Okay.
Ooh, for 29.
That's going to hit.
Excellent.
So I have to succeed on a con save?
Yes. And I want to look, yeah, I win.
6 plus 1, or 5 plus 1, 6.
Dice police.
Well, only because, like, you know.
I'm not going to take your surprise away.
Okay. For the listeners at home, Amy made the face of faces at that.
So I get double my bubble.
Okay.
So that is 12.
Okay. At one of these mind flayers.
Yeah, I scared you, didn't I, you motherfucker?
Turns
is
to you
that
and
the
let
voice?
Out this... sound towards you.
Sorry, what sound?
Yeah, and don't you forget it. Glim, what are you just standing there for? Do something cool.
One of the other mind flayers is going to try to recharge his blast, which is not going to do. These mind flayers are bad boys.
Like they're bad boys?
Yeah. It lets out this like shrill scream, and you see all of the creatures along the walls let out a similar call, and they all begin rushing towards you now.
Mm-hmm. Cool development.
Mm-hmm. Great, great.
They're not going to make it to you this turn with enough time to be able to attack any of you. But Moot!
Yeah, where's this guy?
I haven't done one of these in a long time. Middle baby, yeah.
I mean, it's basically how they normally go.
That was the whole song.
Even when we're like primed and ready. So perfect.
Yeah,
I liked it.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to our new episodes. If you are caught up, it's been forever since we've last talked to you. If you're marathoning through, then it's just been just probably 20 minutes.
We haven't stopped talking. That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, we just constantly talk to you.
So that's how podcasts work. But what we would like you to do is come sign up for our newsletter. It is a fun little thing that I keep trying to do good things with and tell you about all the great events that we have going on. For example, Goog Hangs.
Didn't know where you were going with it.
Like it was like our next goal met and thing kind of thing.
No,
there's that kind of stuff. There's important upcoming dates. There's some like cute jokes, usually some friendly banter, which I always love. I personally love getting the newsletter.
Like, the newsletter is great. I feel like in the podcast, we do a good job of showing that, like, we need parameters to work within. And I feel like when Russ just throws it like that, kind of vaguely, I just feel paralyzed by all of the possibilities.
Just forget everything that we do that exists.
That's improv, baby. Just say the first thing that comes to your mind.
but it tells you,
blank. Blank.
Say it out loud next time.
In book club months, it tells you when that is and what the book is, which will be coming up soon. We'll announce the next book, and that'll be in a couple months.
Is it my choice? Or
sure is, Tom.
Is someone else
there
picking?
Were some posts
There's
in
gonna
the
There's
going to
be
chat.
Some post suggestions, and you were going to maybe pick from one of them, if you so choose, or Tom's choice, I think.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll see.
And you can get all that juicy book information, too, over on Discord.
Or in the newsletter.
Oh, of course.
Where we want you to sign up.
But I mean, if you're signing up for the newsletter.
No, we give them one task.
I'm sorry, you have one task.
One task.
Listen, you have one task. One
Look,
task.
We'll talk.
This
sign
is
up
your
for the newsletter,
one mission
please.
If you choose to accept
and
it.
And I want to say, this is not like, you know, if you buy like a widget and then that company thinks, God, they love widgets. I'm going to email them like 4 times a day about the widgets. That isn't what happens.
Yep.
It is not that. I promise.
Russ does not have time to write up that much content. It's just not humanly possible.
So guaranteed or once a month. If I'm feeling fresh, maybe twice or 3 times, but never more than three times.
But usually maybe 1 time.
98% of the time, it will be once.
It will be once. Last month was exceptional because there were a couple of wild things going on. So if there's a wild thing going on, you better believe that we'll let you know. So go to dumbdragons.com and on the contact us page, the contact page, there's a little sign up form. Or I'll put a link to it in the description of this episode. That would be cool, wouldn't it? I'll do that.
Do that.
All right, here I go. I'm going to go do that. You have a great week and finish this episode, too.
Yeah, you go do this.
You find yourself in a white room with a single door.
Oh, I thought for sure you were going to go with, like, Talking Heads lyrics.
Don't know enough of those ones to make it last. You find yourself in a white room with black curtains. cream instead.
Okay.
You find yourself in a white room. There's a little table in the center of it with a magazine spread out on top of it, a single chair. You're like laying on the ground. You feel feeling come back to your extremities as you sit up and survey this room. And you've seen this room before. And there's one door along the wall as you sit up and you're able to see the rest of the room. You've seen this room before, and it's been a long time since you've been there. You get the distinct sense that beyond that door is a void. And in that void is your patron, the great old one, who gave you power when there was no power, who gave you an ability when nobody else had that ability. What do you do?
Obviously, he sits down, reads a few magazines. They are a few mm-hmm. years old, of course, but...
Yeah, they're a little bit... it's like a time from 1982. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I've been here before, you say?
Yeah. Well, you tell me the time frame when you were brought here, but you were brought here as your wild magic was dissipating.
Yep.
You were no longer able to really call upon any of your spells or incantations. What, for Moot, what was the moment when either you connected with or when you were connected by this entity?
Well, much like this last time, it was a pretty serious surge when I was attempting to use my magic. And yeah, just kind of woke up here. Bit of a, I guess, maybe not Faustian bargain made, but something along those lines. I don't remember if I waited patiently in the room for something to show up or if I like went to the door or not. So I'll just wait patiently for like a half second. Just a scooch of time.
You wait patiently for a half second and the door opens. From beyond, there's this cacophonous sound that you can't put a name or a place or even a language to. It just fills the room and vibrates all of the cells within it, including within you. And you begin to lose, like, coherence, like, coherent thought as your vision goes blurred. And then in the next second, it's cleared and there's a humanoid figure sitting across from you in another chair. What does this person look like?
Oh, okay. White hair, dark skin, kind eyes, and then the rest of their features, like their body, it's kind of like you can tell it's some sort of illusion. It doesn't quite look right, but like they really got the face and the head done properly on this.
And what's their name? Or the name that they gave you, at the very least.
Ooh, that's a great question. Anybody have a good name idea?
Balonia. I was just going to say, that's just a collection of sounds. Yeah. But all words are just collections of sounds. So I retract my...
essentially what they are. Yeah,
that's right. I did it. You don't have to take that name.
I was just in Jasper, so the only thing in my head is Athabasca. Heard so much about Athabasca.
Oh, I'm into it. Athabasca, 100%.
Athabasca is staring at you with their kind eyes. And as their image kind of like blurs in and out before you, they say, well, it's a pleasure to see you again, Moot. It's been a while. Have you come to make good with your arrangement or what brings you back?
Well, I kind of felt when you took my hand, we were good. Was that not the case?
Well, I mean, we took your hand and gave you ability to survive in the world that you exist in, knowing that you would be heralding a new rise for followers of... And he says a name that is just incomprehensible to you even at this point. But you know exactly what he's saying, but could not repeat it.
Well, see, it kind of happened again. With Surge.
Oh, you're still using the littlest magic then.
I mean, yeah, you're not wrong.
We noticed you haven't been calling upon quite as frequently. Is there something that we've done to upset you?
There's been a lot of talking lately. There's been a lot of planning.
Right.
And a lot of like jumping around. So there hasn't been super duper amounts of time to just let out that fun magics. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, kind of in a bit of a pickle here, being here and all my friends, being back wherever we were in that weird moist cave.
So you've come for another favor, then?
Well, I mean, not purposefully. But yes, I guess I have.
The heart wants what the heart wants, then, Moot.
Well, you're not wrong there. Wait, you don't want my heart, do you?
Not yet.
That's going to make it pretty hard for me to be of any use.
Yes, not yet.
Okay. We can put it on, like, a layaway plan?
And we cut back to the cave. Sully, you fired an arrow. Tentacles are moving about the cave. Like they are enormous, coming up and out of this vat. Coming in from somewhere behind the brain, you see now moving in these smaller beaked brain creatures with tiny spindly tentacles. There's probably about six of them that have now entered this space. There's these weird, like, calling sounds coming from them as they are churning up, like, the anger inside of the soft clawed creatures. This is so good, isn't it?
For whom?
It's going great.
It's going great. It's
going Things are so going swell. Good. Yeah.
It's a goth turn.
Great.
Roll it, do it. Can I yell like a helpful word?
What?
It like to be, you know, like the help. Like, can I help? Can I somehow?
Does help with saving throws?
I don't know. I'm just, you know, trying desperately.
Not necessarily bardic inspiration.
Well, I'm not a bard.
I know.
Just it's, like.
That's it. You can gain
not
advantage
with that attitude, you're not.
On the next ability check it makes to perform the task. So, yeah.
I'll leave it up to you as to whether or not that's something that...
We can retroactively put something in to say that you screamed out help. So what do you do to help?
Well, I just want to, like, be really motivational. Just be like... Your horse did a lot over there. You can... You can too. Agath, you got this.
Okay. We'll give you advantage for Sully's inspirational, motivational speech.
Just so moving.
Right? Yeah. I mean, I cannot find his voice tonight either. I'm struggling so hard.
Fucking kidding.
What'd you
me?
Do?
Two fours. I have fours on these dice.
No.
I have one more of that feature. Can I use it again?
Of course you can.
Do I get advantage on the second run too?
Sure. Well, let's see how you roll on the first one.
Really rough, because you've got minus one.
I'm basically I rolled both dice at once. First one's a 17, so 16.
Roll it again.
Come on,
what happens.
Seven.
Okay. You see like a goth like straining against this, like as much as they can tense their muscles and like trying to. What I picture is like with Sully's call, like a goth like is laying on their back and then like flops over. It's now on their face.
Oh my god.
So just like the briefest muscle spasm.
Little fish flop in a water.
Yeah, yeah. When you said I wouldn't have to talk much, Russ, this isn't exactly what I was picturing, but...
This is not at all what any of us were picturing this one.
I was like, what do you do with several high-level, high-level...
You incapacitate them.
Yeah, immediately.
Immediately.
Count on us to roll terribly, and then that's the show, folks.
And kill us off one by one.
At that movement, a tentacle attack is going to come towards Sully. From the giant brain, 15 to attack you.
It doesn't do it.
Okay, tentacle just swings by your head.
Oh, I'm so, like, I limbo out of the way. I'm like, get me faster than that.
One of the mind flayers is going to try to, nope, it's not going to do that. We're back to Glim.
Oh.
Eat. So I try and get out of it at the end of my turn.
You are out of it, this, remember? Like,
No, but I'm mind controlled. I need to try and get
out
of it.
Oh, yeah,
the
mind control at the end of the turn. No, I said you can move.
Yeah, no, I can
Silly.
Move.
Silly.
Yeah. Yeah, I just don't.
Okay,
just
do you want me
want
to do it?
To.
I can do it.
No, I'll do it.
Okay.
Who's closest to me? Which of my beloved friends is closest to me?
Moot's gone. Sully's, Sully's probably
yeah,
closest.
Gone.
Sully
okay.
is active.
I am.
There is also Matimar and Agoth.
I feel like he's just like a little teen. I can't.
You would probably okay. go for the biggest risk, and I'm the only one moving at this point. So it makes sense.
Yeah.
Come at me, bro. Actually, like, he doesn't say that.
Nat one.
Yay!
One more attack.
She did it.
And it was a 3. Yes.
Glim, what are you doing?
Rolls. Bad rolls. As I'm like, like, Glim, flail my sword.
I think you're confused. You're supposed to hit the big brain thing, not me. You're swinging. I think you're broken.
Is it an intelligence to get out of it?
Charisma.
Or charisma?
Be cool. You're not cool, are you?
No, I rolled a 2, so 14. Oh, wow.
That's twice as cool as you were last time, though. So
that's true.
Also, roll to see if you recharge your fire.
Nope. Low roll, real low roll.
Nope, Russ.
I've
just nope.
I rolled. All of my dice are going in jail. I'm going to be out of... This is my last D20 that isn't in jail right now, so...
So you have one D20 left, is what you're saying. That has not yet wronged you?
Well, I feel like it might be the first one that wronged me, and it got back in the rotation, but let's see.
Everybody... Sully, I'll give you one more turn, but everybody who comes up here... So Flamikins, Agoth, Matimar, and Rax... roll the intelligence save to see if you
die.
Not die. are able to break the incapacity.
Kristen's like, I don't want to be on this podcast anymore.
Right.
16 minus 1.
Ah.
Okay. And Rax, Matimar, and Flamikins both failed.
Rax got an 11.
Okay. The scene plays out as the troglodytes, the soft clawed creatures, are screaming down towards your group. Sully, you're being swung at by Glim. All of you are lying incapacitated on the ground as these new creatures are entering, and tentacles are swinging down towards your incapacitated bodies. There's this brilliant flash of, like, electric light, and Moot, you're hovering above the brain in the center of this room as, like, this lightning is, like, firing off of you, and everything turns its attention to you, and you now have two competing voices in your head, Moot. You have the voice of the brain in this room, who is yelling, not necessarily at you or to you, but you can tap into the communication that's being sent across to all of these other creatures. And you also hear the incoherent language, for lack of a better term, of the great old one, who has given you like this blast of energy that ripples out around the room, briefly stunning the creatures in the room, while at the same time releasing your friends from their paralysis that's been holding them for the last 18 seconds.
Dungeons & Dragons, Season 2, Episode 121. Starring Amy Moore as Sullivan Slight, Carla Maxted as Glim, Tom Laird as Moot, Kristen Flemons as Agoth, and Russ Moore as your Dungeon Master. Editing, production, and sound design by Russ Moore. This episode featured music from Epidemic Sound and sound effects from Epidemic Sound, Boom Library, and Sound Ideas. A huge thank you to our supporting producers, Gabriel Lynch, Jessica Babiak, Cat Waterflame, Jacob Madden, Christian Brown, Devin Michaels, Craig Zeiss, Aaron Stevens, Darylith, Lulahan, L.A. Branton, and Nathaniel Teeter. To support Dungeons & Dragons and our many other productions and get access to an exclusive podcast called The Adventures Of, bonus episodes, and much more, please join our Patreon at patreon.com/dumbdragoncast. You can also follow us at facebook.com/dumbdragonpodcast and on Instagram and Twitter at dumbdragoncast. Thank you for listening. Have a great week. We'll talk again soon.
It's gone. It's gone forever.
It's fine. If you can't find it, you can't do it, sucker.
That's right.
That's right.
That's how it works.
Oh. That's how D&D
that's
works.
That's how it
and
works.
That's where the episode ends. No.
Dungeons & Dragons is a Dumb Dragons production.
The Fable & Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Were you accused of a murder enacted by supernatural forces beyond your control?
Yeah.
Are you seeking a multi-figure gold settlement for damages to your business?
Yes.
Are you a young entrepreneur seeking justice for the murder of a family member that would be here if you were better at your job?
Yeah.
Hello, I'm Thomas Phelps. I am the attorney, along with my assistants, of Phelps, Oz, Mogbile, and Felcher, and we want to help you get justice.
Our expert legal services are available for a modest fee. But not too modest, I got a family to feed.
As a bot, I don't eat, but I do have a hunger. A hunger for justice.
And that hunger drives us to work for you, future client. From investigation to sentencing, we've got you covered for everything from public urination.
Ooh, yeah.
To murder in varying degrees.
Don't look at me.
The attorneys of Phelps, Oz, Mogbile, and Felcher care about families. That's why they work quickly to help get this daddy off. I was blown away.
My business was in trouble after an unfortunate case of property damage. But the attorneys of Phelps, Oz, Mogbile, and Felcher helped set things right with a hefty gold settlement.
So come on down to the law offices of Phelps, Oz, Mogbile, and Felcher.
Located in the old Biscayne Boys building.
In Eastern Orgea.
Just follow the podcast highway signs for Dungeons and Drimbus and take the Season 3 exit. The attorneys of Phelps, Oz, Mogbio, and Felcher are not responsible nor liable for any of the following that may be incurred while working on your case. Sudden death, loss of limb, heartbreak, the use of magic to secure evidence, the wrath of an interdimensional being, urinary bladder infections, nausea, depression, the sudden desire to remove one's clothing, the illicit romance of a will-they-won't-they workplace scenario, or a complete and utter disregard for the natural laws of space and time.
Join your favorite fantasy attorneys for their next case. Dungeons and Drimbus publishes every Friday, wherever podcasts are found.